For the last concert of the season finale, we wanted to do something special because 2026 is the 250-year anniversary of America. So we thought it would be wonderful to end with an all-American program. When you think of German music or French music or Czech music, there's a certain sound and style that you expect. When you say American music, it's a lot different because America has so much diversity in it. And I think what's so great about this program is that we get some aspect of this diversity by hearing very, very different kind of music from these composers. You know, it's mostly 20th century music, some 21st century. So in the first half, the orchestra will perform works by two iconic American composers, but it's more on the serious side of classical music. So we have a piece by Jessie Montgomery. She is a young African-American composer, and until recently she was the composer in residence for the Chicago Symphony, and she wrote a beautiful work called A Hymn for Everyone. And Jessie Montgomery, she has a passion of writing works that deal with social justice and unity and diversity. So it's a very typical topic that she likes to deal with in her music. And the music is gorgeous. Really, really fun piece to do and moving piece. And then another piece by American composer, also on the serious side, if you want to call it that way, but a composer that's one of the most celebrated American composers, Leonard Bernstein, of course known mostly for his piece West Side Story. But this is the first symphony that he wrote that we're going to play out of the three. And it's symphony number one titled Jeremiah. And the reason it's titled Jeremiah, I mean, the last movement has a mezzo-soprano who sings text in Hebrew from the book of Jeremiah. Fascinating symphony, not a long symphony, only about 24, 25 minutes long. But the music is unmistakably Bernstein. I mean, you can hear all the influences. He was very young when he wrote the symphony. And you can hear the influences of Stravinsky, of Shostakovich, but also infused with his very American way of writing music. Very exciting. So this is the serious, so to speak, first half. And in the second half, it's more of American folk music and how it's used in classical music. So we have something that I don't think ever been done here and rarely done in general. And it's a mandolin concerto by a composer named Jeff Midkiff, who is also going to be the soloist for this concerto. Interesting anecdote, just quickly. Jeff is also a fantastic clarinet player, and he used to play clarinet with the Rockford Symphony before he turned into full-time mandolin player. And he wrote this concerto. It's called From the Blue Ridge, and it's basically a bluegrass concerto. And it has a lot of jazz influences in it, especially in the last movement. It's so much fun to play. You know, how often do you get to play bluegrass jazz kind of music with a symphony orchestra? So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we end with a two dance episode from Copland's ballet Rodeo, which are fantastic and you know, fun way to end the season. We're also very excited that we get to collaborate with the Rockford Dance Company on something beyond the Nutcracker. They will join us on stage for original choreography to the two dance episode of Rodeo by Copland. So you get the classical side in Bernstein. You get the very folky side of rural America from Copland. You get the bluegrass and jazz from Jeff Midkiff. And then you get somebody from a young composer living in America today bringing her complexity of diversity as a young black woman living in America. I think there's so many aspects of this in real life, and those translate to music. So I think in terms of layers of different kind of music and different kind of complexities and different types of sound, it's so rich, which I think is a good reflection to how rich we are as a society with all these cultures in it, and how this diversity makes us rich as a nation. Interesting also that because of the topic of this program, we will play selection from this program in our education concert, which will be featuring also a lot of explanation about the music, about American music, etc. So we're excited that we're able to bring this terrific program to so many school kids in Rockford and surrounding area.